Although it sounds like Wisconsin's going backwards in water quality, adding six times as many waters to its impaired list than it has taken off. That isn't the case, says Department of Natural Resources Impaired Waters Coordinator Carolyn Betts. She says a three-year-old Great Lakes monitoring program is helping them get a better handle on what beaches have high bacteria levels or what lakes and streams have too much sediment from farm runoff to make it safe for fishing and swimming. And Betts says it's all being paid for by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
And that's why we're seeing so many more beaches that are being reported as being impaired, because now we have the money to go out and actually do the monitoring.
Is this good then, because you can address the concerns?
Well, I would think it's a good thing that you identify where the problems are and that you can target our resources to help improve those problem areas. It's one way of prioritizing where we're going to be spending our efforts, because, you know, like every other agency, we're really going through a funding, you know, situation right now where we can't do everything.
In all, 643 Wisconsin waters are on the impaired list that'll be sent to the federal government after a 30-day public comment period. One positive development is that of those 643 impaired waters, 233 have problems with high levels of mercury in fish. That's 26 fewer lakes with mercury problems than 2 years ago. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.